Hi, my name's Austin Brown, and this is how I make my homemade lasagna. Keep in mind, this is not made from scratch, but is still homemade, to a degree, and still tastes amazing. So for this recipe, you need a pound of ground beef, a pound of Italian sausage, a container of ricotta cheese, a container of cottage cheese, a pound of mozzarella, a half pound of cheddar, a sprinkle of Parmesan, two eggs, some spaghetti sauce, lasagna noodles that you can get from almost any grocery store. I get mine from Walmart. And then a good sized lasagna pan. Also, you're going to need two mixing bowls and a pan to cook the meat. So you're going to start by first defrosting the meat and then cooking the meat. I mix the sausage and hamburger together and cook them at the same time. If you prefer, you can cook them separately. Then you will mix all the meat together with the spaghetti sauce in one of the mixing bowls that you have. You want to save about a quarter of the spaghetti sauce though. Next, you're going to mix 3/4 of the mozzarella cheese and all of the cottage cheese and the ricotta cheese, then the two eggs and a sprinkle of Parmesan into the other mixing bowl that you have available. Then you're going to take the rest of the spaghetti sauce and pour it at the bottom of the pan. This is the key. The sauce at the bottom of the pan makes the noodles moist and cook properly. Then you're going to take a layer of noodles and put them on top of the layer of sauce. After that, you're going to take all the cheeses that you mixed in a bowl and make a layer on top of the layer of the noodles. Then you're going to make another layer of noodles, then add a layer of sauce and meat. Then you will repeat this until you get the rest, until you run out of stuff to make extra layers. I prefer to have the sauce and the meat as my final layer, because then you can sprinkle as much cheese as you want on top. I usually use the rest of the mozzarella and the rest of the cheddar cheese. Now, after that you will take the, you're gonna cover up the lasagna, and you're gonna preheat your oven to 450. Once it's done preheating, you put it in the oven for about an hour to, you know, an hour and 20 minutes, just till it's cooked properly. I take a knife and just slice through the noodles to make sure that the noodles are soft and good to go. You can also make this any other way. This is just a way that my family does it. The cottage cheese, in my personal opinion, makes the lasagna truly good. Ricotta cheese is good, but the cottage cheese just makes it taste a lot better. That is my opinion, but this is also what I'm used to. I've been eating this since I was about 12. I got this recipe from my grandma. She's always made the lasagna. Usually she makes it on Christmas Eve, right before she goes to her Christmas Mass. This is something that I would do from time to time. I'd go with her and just, you know, have a good time. And it is a nice thing, because all of my family loves her lasagna, so usually there's more than just 3 or 4 people at the house. Usually it's kind of like a family gathering, everybody that wants to eat it. So give it a try, see how you like it. I think it'll turn out very well, as long as you follow my instructions down to the T. Alright, well that's how to make lasagna. My name's Austin Brown, thanks for listening.